This is Texans Training Camp Today. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer in the rain, sort of, at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. But, Mark, another good day of work for the Texans as they had pads on for the second straight afternoon.
Oh, and you're going to see some highlights of a rainy day. They got some good work in. We have 2 one-on-ones with Jalen Strong and C.J. Fedorowicz and observations all coming up on the show.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us, Mark. It was a wet afternoon in West Virginia. We talked a little bit about that, but you think normally, oh, that kind of messes things up for training camp, but that's not the case.
They never missed a beat, Drew, and I think it's important because you'll be in actual games where it'll start to pour, and hey, you're not going to stop the game. You got to keep going. They kept going today. They got some good work in.
It's good to practice in the elements. You know, we're going to play some outdoor games, and you know, it's good to get out there and handle the wet football, those are the things that come up in those rain games, you know, whether it's in special teams in a return game or the passing game on offense. We just need to continue to do a better job of that when it is like this. And I thought the guys battled hard today.
Lamar Miller, number 26, is a name that you need to remember and you need to keep a focus on because his workload might change just a bit this year, but he was invaluable in 2016 for the Texans.
A heavy workload for him last year. It's great seeing him out here with fresh legs. My goodness, you see the speed, you see the precision, and you know he's up for the task in 2017.
I think it's good overall. You know, we have a talented group. You know, everybody had their own talent, and you know, us just coming out here every day competing, trying to get each other better, you know, it's always a good thing. So, you know, we take pride of that every day. And, you know, our whole mindset is to be great. So that's what we're looking forward to. I think Coach O'Brien, he do a great job emphasizing that, you know, we're a physical team. And, you know, us as running back, we take pride of that. And we just try to, you know, help the quarterback be and good, manageable third down. And, you know, we just try to keep the chains moving. So we take pride of that.
Now, Mark, there are a few faces that we did not see practicing in pads. They were out here, but they weren't taking part in work. Brian Cushing, Jonathan Joseph, to name just a few.
I think it's a smart idea. You have these veterans. They've been in the league a decade, Cushing almost that long. And you want to be able to preserve their bodies for the stretch. And it's a long stretch because they have 20 games. Think about it. They got to be ready.
Yeah, I think about it in 3-day blocks, you know what I mean? So maybe one out of three, I'll give them a day off here and there. You know, guys that are, 10-plus years or, you know, certain players that have, that need a break, that take a lot of reps in practice. So, you know, we just kind of manage that as best we can. You know, the guys that that I feel need that type of rest, you know, they know who they are. There's not many of them. And so I think nobody lobbies me for days off. Some of the coaches do. The coaches lobby me for days off.
Yeah, and don't forget, Brian Cushing didn't practice a lot back in 2009 when he had one of his finest seasons. But a guy who's always at practice and always at the games is John Harris, and he's got some fun observations, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He noticed the weather like everybody else, but also noticed it wasn't much of a factor.
Thanks, guys. It's time for observations, and we're start with the defensive side of the ball. With maybe the hit of camp, Brendan Scarlett and Brandon Dunn combining on a big-time hit down on short yardage that you could hear all the way up in the stands. I mean, the defense got charged up. Well, let's go to the offensive side of the ball because they responded a little while later in practice as Tom Savage hit DeAndre Hopkins on a little short route, hopped with a little spin move, sprinted to the end zone as the DB missed, going for the interception. Big-time play by Hop and Tom Savage there. But the biggest winner, probably Mother Nature. We all got a little wet up here in the mountains, but we should have sunny skies on Sunday as the Texans head into an off day on Monday. We should have a good day tomorrow. We'll see you then, everybody. Guys, back to you.
John Harris doing strong work, as always. All these guys out here doing strong work as Texans. But it was fun catching up with Jalen Strong this afternoon.
Well, Jalen's entering year 3, and this is a big year for him. You know, he had a bit of a jump last year in production, but he got hurt. So now you want to see him take the next step, and I know you talked to him about that.
Just two dudes standing in the rain. Jalen Strong, Drew Doherty here at Texans camp. Jalen, this has been a much different camp. The weather's different, obviously, different environment. What about it for you, though, is most different?
Just glad to be back out here, you know, my team again, though, suffering an injury last year. hurt me bad. Just excited to be back out here with the pads on, getting work done with our guys.
You say hurt me bad. Obviously, physically it hurt, mm-hmm. but in other ways too, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Just not being able to make those trips and, you know, be a help to my team hurt me last year. So I'm doing everything I can to keep my body right and, you know, be ready to go.
There's always optimism this time of year. Optimism mm-hmm. for you though means what?
I don't really know. I mean, optimism really to me is just whenever my number get called and, you know, the opportunity approaches itself, I got to, you know, step in and make the plays. You know, whatever I got to do, special teams, whatever coach asks me to do, I got to do it. And I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help our team win.
When you get a day off here at camp, what are you going to do? Are you going to do the falconry? Are you going to go to the gun range? What's up for Jalen Strong at the Greenbrier?
Sleep.
Sleep, huh?
Yeah, man. I got to rest, man. But nah, hopefully some family come down and you know, it's only a 6-hour drive, so hopefully they come down and get to spend some time with my family.
All right, Jalen, thanks so much for the time and best of luck the rest of camp.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Drew.
Jalen Strong, part of a group of pass catchers looking for a big year, and a guy who had a big year last year is somebody that DP talked to.
Yeah, C.J. Fedorowicz tripled the output that he'd had in his first two seasons. He was part of the best tight ends group performance in team history. She caught up with him one-on-one.
CJ, last year, career year in receptions, career year in receiving yards, career year in yards per reception, touchdowns, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, you had a career year last year. So how is it that you want to build off that success heading into 2017?
Oh, that just gives me the confidence to go out here and make plays. Gives the quarterbacks confidence in me. I'm building a good relationship with Tom, Deshaun. They're both throwing great balls out here. Now that I established myself, I feel like the tight ends are going to be a big part of the offense, and it's going to keep coming our way.
It seems like every year players set goals for themselves in camp. Is it different for you this year after having the season that you had last year?
I mean, like you said, I had a good season last year. I want to build off that. I think I had like 54-ish. So I would shoot for 60, 65. You know, that's obviously a goal, but just come in here, work every day, show that, prove to the quarterbacks that I'm a reliable target. And just catch every pass that comes my way.
It's different for tight ends, isn't it, as far as how you measure your success? Is it? It's not just in the stats and in the yards. You guys are asked to do a lot of things. So to you, what is a successful game or season or even a day in camp? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of built my game around being a dual threat tight end. I like, you know, no one really likes blocking, but you got to want to block. You got to want to do something for your team. And I've always been the guy to, you know, set the edge or – you know, stick my head in there on the run. But I think these last 2 years I've really learned a lot in the passing game, and I just want to be a dual threat guy.
All right. Thanks, CJ.
Thank you.
Keep an eye on those tight ends in 2017, Mark, and keep an eye on the rain. You want to do like a medley of, I could do Smoky Mountain rain, and you could do
rainy night in Georgia, although we're in West Virginia, but we've got good highlights on the way out.
Thanks for watching. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.